Amen. पुरासृष्टा हि ओषधयः
ब्राह्मणायाभिसाम्पते
पूज्यमाना मया दृष्टा
Pura, in the past, Krishna created the certainly Oshadaya, herbs and food grains, Brahmana, by Lord Brahma, Ya, all those, Avishampate, O King, Bhujamana, being enjoyed, Maya, by me. Krishna, seen, Ashadhi, by non-devotees, Atharvatai, devoid of spiritual activities. As Vaishnavaja King, the seeds, roots, herbs, and grains which were created by Lord Brahma in the past are now being used by non-devotees who are devoid of all spiritual understanding. Therefore, Lord Brahma created this material world for the use of the living entities, but it was created according to a plan that all living entities who might come into it to dominate it for sense gratification would be given directions by Brahma and the Vedas in order that they might ultimately leave it and return home back to Godhead. All necessities growing on earth, namely fruits, flowers, trees, grains, animals, and animal byproducts were created for use in sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. However, the planet Earth, in the shape of a cow, herein submits that all these utilities are being used by non-devotees, who have no plans for spiritual understanding. Although there are immense potencies within the Earth for the production of grains, fruits, and flowers, this production is checked by the Earth itself, when it is misused by non-devotees who have no spiritual goals. Everything belongs to the Supreme Personality of God, and everything can be used for His satisfaction. Things should not be used for the sense gratification of the living entities. This is the whole plan of material nature according to the directions of this material nature. In this verse, the words Ashadbi and Adrita Vrtai are important. The word Ashadbi refers to the non-devotees. The non-devotees have been described in Bhagavad Gita as Duskritana, Muda, Naradama, and Mayaya Aparita Jnana. All these persons are Asat, non-devotees. Non-devotees are also called Griha Vrata, whereas the devotee is called Adrita Vrata. The whole Vedic plan is that the misguided conditioned souls who have come to lord it over material nature should be trained to become Dhritavrata. This means they should take a vow to satisfy their senses or enjoy material life only by satisfying the senses of the Lord. Activities intended to satisfy the senses of the Supreme Lord Krishna are called Krishnarte Akila Chesta. This indicates that one can attempt all kinds of work, but one should do so to satisfy Krishna. This is described in Bhagavad Gita as yagyartha karma. The word yagya indicates Lord Vishnu, who should work only for his satisfaction. In modern times, however, people have forgotten Vishnu altogether and they conduct their activities for sense gratification. Such people will gradually become poverty-stricken, for they cannot use things which are to be enjoyed by the Supreme Lord for their own sense gratification. If they continue like this, there will ultimately be a state of poverty and no grains, fruits, and flowers will be produced. Indeed, it is stated in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam that at the end of Kali Yuga, people will be so polluted that there will no longer be any grains, wheat, sugar cane, or milk. My dear King, not only are grains and herbs being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I am not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grains for sense gratification. Consequently, have hidden all these seeds which were meant for the performance of sacrifice. Therefore, that which happened during the time of Purdue Maharaj and his father King Vena is also happening at this present moment. A huge arrangement exists for the production of large-scale industrial and agricultural products, but these products are meant for sense gratification. Therefore, despite such productive capacities, there is scarcity because the world's population is full of thieves. The word chori bhute indicates that the population has turned to thievery. According to Vedic understanding, men are transformed into thieves when they plan economic development for sense gratification. It is also explained by Bhagavad Gita that if one eats food grains without offering them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Yajna, he is a thief and liable to be punished. According to spiritual communism, all properties on the surface of the globe belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The population has a right to use goods only after offering them to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the process of accepting prasad. Unless one eats prasad, he is certainly a thief. It is the duty of governors and kings to punish such thieves and maintain the world nicely. If this is not done, grains will no longer be produced and people will certainly starve. Indeed, not only will people be obliged to eat less, but they will kill one another and eat each other's flesh. They are already killing animals for flesh, so when there will no longer be grains, vegetables, and fruits, they will kill their own sons and fathers and eat their flesh for sustenance. My dear King, the seeds, roots, herbs, and grains which were created by Lord Brahma in the past are now being used by non-devotees who are devoid of all spiritual understanding. My dear King, not only are grains and herbs being used by non-devotees, but as far as I am concerned, I'm not being properly maintained. Indeed, I am being neglected by kings who are not punishing these rascals who have turned into thieves by using grains for sense gratification. Consequently, I've hidden all these seeds which are meant for the performance of sacrifice. So this is the earth speaking in reply to Prithu, who is angry because the earth is not producing properly. So she is explaining why she does not produce. And the answer is that people are not doing worship or sacrifice, and instead they are using the products of the earth for their own enjoyment without recognition of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, the earth has withdrawn those products. So this same concept we see in the first canto of Bhagavatam, where Parikshit saw the personification of Kali punishing the bull, or destroying the bull, and the cow was standing there weeping. So the relationship, symbolic story, shows the relationship of Dharma to the production of products on the earth. So when Dharma is destroyed, then the earth does not yield its products, just as when the bull is attacked, the cow suffers and doesn't give any milk. So there is an implicit relationship between Dharma and food production. So as we see in the Bhagavad Gita, the explanation or the relationship is explained in terms of sacrifice. If we perform sacrifice, then we get rain and the rain produces grains. And if we don't do the sacrifice, then we don't get the grains. So though the earth produces grains, the human being must perform sacrifice. If he does not produce sacrifice and takes the grains alone, then the rain will stop and there will be no more grains. So the human being must do sacrifice. This is an obligation of the human being, not the animals or the plants. They don't have to do sacrifice. But the human being must do this sacrifice. So what this means is that there are regulations in human society because the Supreme Lord understands that the jivas without regulation will simply exploit and waste the products of the earth. And so therefore there is restriction and obligation to do this type of worship. And so when one worships the Supreme Lord, we recognize that we are not the owner, that there's another controller, and we give respect to the products because they're not ours. And we don't waste them. Furthermore, because we do recognize some sort of controller, then we also have to control our senses. And so there are many types of vrata in the worship that we have to do. For every type of worship, there are certain rules we follow, and that, in that worship we restrict our senses. So in this way, the living and the human beings become accustomed to some sort of austerity. We see in the example of the bull. The bull has four legs, and one of the legs is austerity, or tapas. So, dharma, one of the legs of dharma, or one of the principal tenets of dharma, is sense control. And if that is not there, then the jivas tend to waste the products of the earth. So that is part of dharma. So this is a natural, let's say, a way in which the balance between the human beings and the other living entities and the plants and the earth is maintained. And when the human being does not follow these rules, then we get disturbance and ultimate destruction. That, of course, we can understand in the modern world. The concern now is the human beings are destroying everything. Because of unregulated activities, human beings are destroying the water, destroying the atmosphere, changing the weather, whatever, destroying the oceans. So that is a concrete example of how exploitation rooms the earth, and ultimately there's lack of production. Now everyone is worried about lack of water in the future. So that's exactly what happens. When there's no sacrifice, then the rain doesn't fall properly. You don't get proper weather. So that is directly stated in the scriptures. And we see concretely that happening in the modern world. Only the present world does not see the real solution. They see the solution in terms of putting restrictions on carbon or whatever. That is the the rule. But the prescription in the Vedas is worship the Lord and perform austerities. So what is different is centered on the Supreme Lord. Nevertheless, we see that the principles operating in the modern world. And when people's senses are not controlled, then they tend to exploit the earth, and as a result, the earth doesn't give its products. So that is exactly what the earth is stating here. Because the asat people are engaged in uncontrolled enjoyment, earth does not want to grains. So originally we see that at the beginning of creation, Brahma was instructed to supply everything for the jivas, all the food, grains, etc. But the process was through sacrifice. So here the earth is saying now the asat people not following dharma are simply consuming everything. So therefore the earth is going to stop eating all these different things. Of course, when Prithu began to reign, then he restricted these asat people, and therefore the earth should give. So in this chapter we see how Prithu again gets the earth to give its products. Sense control of some sort. And when one does not control the senses, that means excessively, beyond what we need, we use. So we'll waste the water, we'll waste the food, overeat, that we do things which are unnecessary. So because of all that wastage, then why should the earth give more? So one has to learn to control the senses. That is from the practical point of view of wastage. Spiritually, of course, sense control is there because uncontrolled senses mean enjoyment. Enjoyment means attachment to the material body. So we don't develop any atma-gyan. We can't understand the difference between spirit and matter. That's another reason. But as far as maintenance of the earth is concerned, if there's no sense control, you're going to waste everything.
Mother stopped giving his head to the non-devotees. Even the devotees are suffering. The devotees also stay on the same earth. They also suffer.
Well, yeah, the whole population will suffer if the majority of the people are sinful and everybody has to suffer. So that is the purpose of the king. And to prevent that and enforce dharma on everybody, and then there will be a proper system.
He's referring at all the senses to be engaged in the services to the
Yeah, sense control means, for the devotee, it means engaging the senses in the service of the Lord. So if we do that, automatically, we're not attached to using it for our body. So there's an automatic sense control. Sense control for the yogi or the jnani is to restrict the senses only, which is more difficult, because the senses want to act. So if we do it for the Supreme Lord, then naturally we develop a detachment from our own satisfaction, but we become attached to the Lord.
Speaking state, you always have to travel, airplanes, they're using all the other things, polluting. So we are also part of the contributing to the polluting.
Yeah, that's the modern world. Now, of course, we use the what is available in the modern world only in order to preach. That's all. But otherwise, we have no use for these things. So we, in terms of not for things, when we're not preaching, then we don't have to use these things.
Thank you.